Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland for a dynamic Healing School broadcast as she leads a special prayer and confession for your healing. Now is the time to receive your healing.
Today, when we pray and we release our faith on the Word of God, that's our point of contact. The point of contact today is the Word of God. And when we pray and we release our faith on God's Word, that's when you receive. And I want you to engage today. If you want to receive, you engage. Just like Bartimaeus engaged. Just like the lady with the issue of blood engaged. When we pray, that's our point of contact. And we're going to receive our healing. Begin to do, after we pray today, begin to do what you couldn't do before. And if you couldn't run, take off running. If you couldn't get up, get up. If you couldn't throw up this arm, throw up this arm. We're going to be like the woman with the issue of blood. We're going to say it. We're going to do it. We're going to receive it. And then she told it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Jesus.
He's just as available today, if not more so, after the cross, than he was then. Now we're born of him. Now his spirit lives in us. Hallelujah. And that's why you can get healed at home just the same way. It's just acting on the Word of God. And it's good. Set a point of contact and say, when I do that, I'm healed. You can have a healing service, just you and Jesus. Glory to God. So, she went in peace. He said to her, "My daughter, thy faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague." Now, here's another faith situation. While he yet spake, now he's on his way to Jairus' house. They came to him and to Jairus and said, "Your daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" Verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the little girl's father, the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." As soon as. Why did he do it as soon as? Because he didn't want him to say something that would disrupt his faith. He didn't want the ruler to say something that would disrupt the ruler's faith. And so he said, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Now here, you know, think about Jairus is a big wheel here. I mean, he's the ruler of the synagogue. He's big. He's important. And Jesus was headed to his home when this little woman with the issue of blood came up, who's a nobody in people's sight. She's just a sick old woman, and she doesn't count for much in the natural realm, if people are just thinking in the natural realm. And so when she touched his garment and she got Jesus' attention, well, that delayed Jesus from going to Jairus' house. He could have gotten upset about that. He could have gotten mad about that. He could have gotten irritated with that woman. Why didn't she just mind her own business and stay home? She was minding her own business. Her own business was to get healed that day. Glory to God. So now he says to Jairus, "Don't be afraid." What? Only believe. We don't have any fear that we won't receive. We're faith people. We know the Word of God. Don't be afraid. Only believe. That's all we got to do today when we pray is just believe. Luke says, "Fear not, believe only." This is what Jesus told Jairus. "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." Don't get out of your faith, Jairus. Don't let this throw you now. Don't have fear. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. And you'll be made whole. Glory to God. Aren't we glad God's no respecter of persons? And so he went to the place, of course, and the little girl was dead. Everybody said she was dead. Jesus said, "Why make you this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed at him. They put him to scorn, but he put them out. See, Jesus wasn't any wimp just going somewhere. I mean, he put them out. They laughed at him, but he put them out. And he took the father and the mother, and they went in with where the damsel was lying. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, "Damsel, I say unto you, arise." Get a picture of that. This little girl is graveyard dead, so they say. She's been dead a little while. Jesus goes in, takes her hand. Why? Because faith. Somebody's believing in him. Jairus is believing in him. He's saying, you just touch her, she'll be healed. You just come pray for my daughter, she'll be healed. He took her by the hand and he said, "Little girl, I'm telling you, get up. I say unto you, arise." Glory. That's our Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever? That is a wonderful scripture to know that he's just as quick to heal you as he was to raise that little girl from the dead, or as he was to give blind Bartimaeus his sight. He only has to have faith to work with. Somebody's got to be believing him. Who's believing him today? Glory to God. Somebody has got to be believing him. Jesus is always ready. He took the little girl. He said, "I say unto you, arise." And immediately the damsel arose and walked. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. She got up from the dead and walked. Woo, I want to see a replay of that when I get to heaven. She was 12 years old and they were astonished. Jesus does things that astonish people. Hallelujah. He loves you this morning. He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you act in the spirit of faith, you receive. Luke says one thing is needful, and that's faith. Let's look at Isaiah. Let's get ready now. We're getting ready to release our faith. All right, I'm going to read this to you in the Amplified Bible today. We're going to act on this. This is already done. It's already come to pass. This is Isaiah prophesying, because in Peter it tells us it's already come to pass. Surely, surely, he, that's talking about the Messiah, Jesus, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted as if with leprosy. But he, Jesus, was wounded, the Messiah, he, Jesus, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, the guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Now that's describing the curse, what was under the curse of the law for sin. The broken law, I mean, when you broke the law, the curse was there. It was there until Jesus took it upon himself and bore it for us. And under this curse, in Deuteronomy 28, it lists every sickness and it lists a whole list of things. A whole list of individual things. Then it says every sickness and every disease that is not listed under this curse is under the curse. So there's no sickness, no disease left out. Jesus bore the curse. He bore whatever it is you've got in your body today. He bore it and he did it for you. He's no respecter of persons, but he's a respecter of faith. It's a done deal. It's already been done. He's already paid the price. Now what's left? Well, that little woman with the issue of blood, she heard it. She said it. She heard it. She received it. She said it, if I be healed, if I touch his garment, I'll be healed. And then she received it. She took it when she said it. She received it. And then she acted on it. So now we're going to receive our healing today. Receive it. We're going to take it. We are going to be an exuberant group, and we are going to take our healing. We're going to engage. Now, first Peter says that by his stripes, it repeats this in the New Testament, of course, by his stripes, you were healed. Peter, looking back at the cross, said you were healed. This says we are healed, looking forward. So when I pray, I'm going to break the power of the devil and I'm going to cast sickness away from you. And when I do that, I want you to make a display of your faith. Act on it. Those of you over here in the wheelchairs, wherever you are, begin to move something. Begin to move something. Begin to move. Take it. Take it. We're going to take it today. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We receive this, Lord. We thank you that you bore our sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. You carried our sorrows and pains. You were wounded for our transgressions, our sins. You were bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon you. And with the stripes that wounded you, we are healed. And we receive this healing right now in the name of Jesus. Stand up to your feet if you can. If you can't stand up, it's all right. You will be in a minute. Stand up and let's just receive our healing. I am going to rebuke sickness and disease off your body. And you say this right now. You say, Jesus,
I receive you as my healer.
I believe that you bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by your stripes, I was healed. I see that in the book of Isaiah. I hear Peter saying that to me.
I receive that word.
And when we pray,
I'm going to act like I'm healed.
I'm taking my healing.
I'm going to be like that woman with the issue of blood.
I'm going to be bold about this.
I'm going to act like it.
In Jesus' name.
Are you ready?
I'm telling you, you just get with the program. When I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Ken, come stay with me. Are you here? Come pray with me. We come before you now, Lord. We believe. We are believers. We accept the word from Isaiah and from 1 Peter that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, that Jesus himself has already done it for us. Now you say this after me. I receive Jesus as my Savior. I receive you, Jesus, as my healer.
I receive Jesus as my healer.
And right now,
healing is working in my body.
I release my faith
for the restoration of my body.
In Jesus' name.
Now
I'm going to say this. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be healed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be made whole. Be healed in Jesus' name. You take it. Take it. Say, I take it. And now you begin to do what you couldn't do before. Act on it in Jesus' name. I take it. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm free. Say it. I'm healed. A bondage of sickness leaves me forever.
Jesus, my healer,
has healed me. from the top of my head
to the soles of my feet.
My body's healed.
And now I act like it's healed in
Jesus' name. Glory to God. You couldn't bend over, bend over. Run. Do whatever it takes.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your legs in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I rebuke pain off of your body in the name of Jesus. I rebuke sickness and disease off your body in Jesus' name. I command your mind to be normal and strong in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearts be healed. Eyes be healed. Ears be healed. Kidneys be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bones be healed. Cancer, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to die and come out of them in Jesus' name. Cancer, you come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed, made whole in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Arthritis, you can't have our bones. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. You get off the people. In the name of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Glory to eyes, ears be healed. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Liver, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be restored in Jesus' name. Be made new parts. Parts, I speak new parts. Be replaced. Sick, disease, parts, organs, parts, be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. To order your copy of Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, log on to kcm.org and order online. This brand new package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is now available for just $15 and outlines the steps you need to take to put yourself in a position to receive your total healing and restoration. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
We first met Otis Clark during the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, and there was an instant connection.
How old are you?
Happened to be 105.
Yeah!
Oh, this is my hero standing here.
I tell you, that's inspiring. I'm glad he came. Hallelujah.
Otis Granville Clark was born in Oklahoma on February 13, 1903. As a young man, Otis escaped the violent Tulsa riots of 1921 and hopped a train to Los Angeles, California. Several years later, Otis was arrested and sentenced for selling bootleg liquor during Prohibition. Serving his time, Otis had a direct encounter with Jesus Christ.
In doing this sentence, the Salvation Army folks come out to the jail and they would minister to us folks that was in jail. So I made up my mind then to be a Christian.
At the age of 25, Otis G. Clark was headed in a new direction and became intricately involved in the original Azusa Street Mission.
And I learned about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and got to reading the scriptures and found out some of them early church folks was filled with the Holy Ghost.
For the next 80 years, Otis committed himself to telling people about Jesus Christ. He was ordained as a minister and evangelist and given the power of attorney over the Azusa Street Mission. During the last century, Otis has survived the Great Depression, worked as a tailor, a shoeshine, and as a butler for Joan Crawford, serving many celebrities. He has married four times, had one child, and has outlived them all. Today, Otis is still going strong, living in Seattle, Washington, and working in the ministry with Gwen and Star Williams, a mother and daughter who met Dad Clark in 1990, and they became family.
I met Dad at church, and I was assigned to him to take him out for dinners on Sunday. And I was a single mom. God just kind of did like a spiritual adoption, and it was just a good time in our life to be able to have Dad there.
I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and him being a single man and kind of the father of the church, he was sort of assigned our family to kind of take care of him and just to sort of be that surrogate family. And so Sundays turn into Christmases, and Christmases turn into Thanksgiving. And then we started traveling together as an evangelistic team, and my mom and dad wrote, a couple of books about the Azusa Mission.
Otis Clark has been the father and grandfather that Gwen and Star needed, and they have become the family that complements the ministry and the life of this man of God. Otis journeyed to Africa with Gwen and Star at 103 and again at 104 to preach and spread the love of God. To celebrate his 105th birthday, they took a cruise with lots of friends and ministered along the way. As he moves through his 106th year, Otis, Gwen, and Star have founded the Life Enrichment School in Seattle. And as this new group of students assembles, the journey continues.
Knowing that he's 106 years old, he hasn't given up. He's still teaching, preaching, traveling, doing things for God.
Well, describe a typical day for Otis Clark. What is it like?
He'll get up and he'll come down the steps, and the first thing he'll say is, "Who said I wasn't gonna make it?"
At 106 years of age, Otis Clark loves to cook his own breakfast, work in the yard, exercise in the pool, practice his driving skills, and take leisurely walks to enjoy the blessings of the day. And as he puts it, keep up with the young folks. We had the opportunity to speak with Otis again in Seattle, and his message was clear.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's God talking. And if you come on God's side, he says, I'll give you rest. And we have only have rest in God.
How have you done this? How have you lived this long and you're still so healthy and so alert?
Oh, God gives you that through the method of the Holy Ghost that comes from heaven. And he puts it in your heart and in your mind to actually live for him and to love one another. And that's really the Spirit of God. That's the Holy Spirit, they call it. That's the righteous spirit.
There he is. Joshua went to 120. I believe it'd be a good testimony for you to just hang in there. About 15 more years. I just love you. I'm so glad you came to the meeting. You're an inspiration.
Dad Clark, 106 years old. Think about it. That's what he said. He sat in front of me in the convention, and he would say, think about it. Something good be said, and he'd say, think about it. He is an inspiration. I'm so glad you saw him. He was precious to have
in our meeting. He's been an evangelist since 1927. He is an inspiration. God wants us to live long and live strong, and Dad is a great inspiration for that. You know, he's still pretty spry. He gets up and he walks around pretty spry. He is turned on. He lives on the Word of God. If he can do it, we can do it. Glory to God, because it's in the Word for us to live long and live strong. Look up those scriptures and meditate on them. Today I talked about Bartimaeus, the woman with the issue of blood. They heard the Word of God. They said, I'm taking it. That's mine. And they acted on it, and they got it. Don't be afraid to believe God. Whatever it is you need, if it's finances, if it's healing, if it's your family, don't you quit believing, and don't be afraid to step out in faith and believe for the impossible. All things are possible with God. Hallelujah. And that's who we work with. So take your healing and do what you couldn't do before. We want to give you this book on that's got healing scriptures in it, God's prescription for health. And so this is free. Just let us know and we'll send it to you. We want to invite you to come to the meetings. I tell you, they're faith building. You sit in a believers convention for about 5 days, and then on 6 days come to healing school. People are pumped. They're full of the Word of God. That's why we have so many miracles. They've heard faith all week. And so we want to encourage you to come. And you be part of the meetings. There's nothing like a believer's convention to just turn your life around. I'm telling you. Next Sunday's Palm Sunday. Join Ken as he teaches on Jesus bore it all for you. That's where the resurrection day comes from. Glory to God. Jesus was raised from the dead. And he wants to raise you and me from the dead. In our circumstances, in our health, and in our body. When that time comes. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website today at kcm.org. There you can purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product through our online store. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you, walk in the blessing, and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days of dynamic teaching from God's Word. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will be held for children ages 6 through 12. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.